have anything to drink tonight?
No, I haven't, officer.
All right, you're good. Drive safe. I gotta tell you, I hate doing these checkpoints.
Why? Because a warrantless search without probable cause can be construed as unconstitutional?
No, I just hate all the standing.
That's because you do it all wrong. You gotta bend your knees a little bit. You know, use your abs. You gotta harness your chi.
Looks like you're taking a chi.
Actually, don't mind working these checkpoints. Being outside, meeting new people, the adrenaline rush you get when you see that old crap look in the driver's eyes.
Oh, crap.
That's the look.
Oh, good, it's you. Put in a stick of gum for nothing. Let me through.
Okay, I can't just do that, Joyce. I gotta ask you some questions.
I got a question for you. Did you pick up my dry cleaning?
Have you had anything to drink tonight?
Have you had anything to eat? We can play this game all night.
Joyce, quit messing around. My supervisors are right there. And just tell me, have you had anything to drink?
I don't have to tell you a damn thing. You know my rights. I watch The Mentalist.
Look, if you don't answer the question, I gotta take you out of the car and give you a sobriety test.
What do you want? The alphabet backwards? ZYXWVUT. How about in German? Zet Upsilon Eats. Auf Wiedersehen.
Hey, hey, hey!
I'm just gonna see what's going on in this Mazda back here.
Coward.
You've seen me drunk. This is not drunk. Now stop being a jackass and let me through.
Hey, I am a police officer. How about a little respect?
How about I run over your fat foot if you don't get out of the way?
Step out of the vehicle, ma'am.
Or what? I'm your mother-in-law. You don't have the balls to arrest me. Fascist! Fascist!
We should have cuffed her ankles.
Just get us to the station. I don't know how long the glass is gonna hold.
La, la, ba-dee-da. La, la, ba-dee-da. For the first time in my life, I see love,
I see love.
And for the first time in my life, I see love.
I'd appreciate if my name doesn't appear on the arrest report. That's my girlfriend's mom and the future grandmother of my mixed-race babies.
Thanks. I appreciate your support.
I'm not saying you didn't do the right thing. I'm just saying I don't have your back on this.
Oh, my God. I came as soon as you called.
Okay, don't worry. Your mother's fine.
I'm not worried about her. I'm worried about you. You know, they have to let her out sometime.
Well, I had to take her in. She refused to comply with an officer's request, became confrontational, and spit a wad of juicy fruit at me. Well, what was I supposed to do?
I don't know, but now you just lit a 90-pound stick of dynamite. You know, she's going to make our lives a living hell.
Here you go, Miss Flynn. I'm going to take your handcuffs off just like we talked about. Nobody's going to get scratched, poked, or pinched, right?
Were you in a holding cell or a beauty parlor? Because you look great.
Here's your things, Joyce.
Go to hell. Oh, you rascal. Why don't we just scoot on home.
All right, I'll see you at the house.
You know what? She seems a little, stabby. Maybe just sleep somewhere else tonight.
Well, fine. I guess I can sleep.
Don't tell me. If I don't know, she can't get it out of me.
Just so you know, the springs in your fold-out couch are shot.
Yes, I heard them begging for mercy last night.
You could have slept in my bed. I was snug as a bug in Victoria's rug over at your house. And by rug, I mean...
I got it.
You were smart to stay away, though. That little firecracker got angrier as the night went on. She kept throwing your clothes out the window. But God bless Molly, she kept bringing them back in. Just in, out. It was like some weird Japanese game show.
Well, did you make any effort at all to explain my side of things?
Well, sort of. I explained my side of things. You know, you're a loose cannon, I can't control you, blah, blah, blah. Really helped Mom and me get closer together.
Mom?
Hey, somebody's got to fill the void now that you're dead to her.
Well, if you really want to get back in Joyce's good graces, I know just the thing. As the new owner of Abe's, may I suggest our any occasion muffin basket? cook for birthdays, anniversaries, or just to say, sorry I had to arrest you.
This is on Joyce. I may have been a little too by the book, but I am a cop, and she needs to respect that.
You know, nothing says respect like an Abe's travel mug. If it goes in hot, it stays hot. If it goes in cold, it stays cold. Please, buy one. I have 2,000 of these things.
Let me take a look back. You think Mom would like something like this?
Hey, Vince.
What are you doing? You gotta get out of here. We just calmed Joyce down.
Come on, I live here too.
For now. Joyce tried to evict your clothes last night, but that wife of yours shimmied up that tree and rescued your big undies like they were a stuck kite.
Hey, sweetie.
What are you doing here? We just calmed her down.
What am I supposed to do? I can't stay away forever.
Yeah, forever? Just for a while. Come on. It'll be fun. We'll meet in secret. It's like we're having an affair.
Molly, your tea. What are you doing here?
They just calmed me down.
Look, Joyce, I don't want any trouble.
Then what'd you come around here for?
Because I miss my wife. I'm out of socks.
I'm gonna bag them in the tree out front.
I couldn't reach those. I climbed as high as I could.
Please, can't we just move on? Look, muffins.
Move on. You handcuffed me and threw me in the back of your squad car like I was Red John.
Red John?
The villain on The Mentalist.
All right, let's not overreact.
Or what? You gonna pepper spray me?
Hey, I did not pepper spray her. Let's be real clear on that.
I hope you're happy. You've torn this family apart.
She didn't cooperate. All you had to do was answer the question. Did you drink tonight?
Now that's a pretty loaded question, because you know she was probably loaded.
I was not.
That's not perjury. She's not under oath.
How come everybody's assuming I was tanked?
Come on, Mom. It was after six.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means we love you and accept you just the way you are. Half in the bag and all in our hearts.
Really? Oh, you think I got a problem? Well, you're the ones who have problems. Victoria, pot. Vince, porn. You, pie.
You know, you do all have those vices.
You? Shopping.
Mother!
I can quit drinking anytime I want. Can any of you say the same about your nasty habits?
I can stop tomorrow.
Of course.
It's not a porn problem. I watch the romantic ones directed by ladies.
You know, maybe Dudley Dipstick here gave us a wake-up call. We should all clean up our acts. Yeah. In fact, let's start with the pothead.
Mom, what are you doing with my purse? not my pot. I was saving that for church.
If I'm gonna live clean, you're all gonna live clean.
Hey, those are my chips.
You said Victoria bought them.
Are we doing this now?
Wait a minute, Mom, those are mine.
And your credit cards are next.
Mike, go get your taser.
And Vince, I know where your skin mags are.
You're bluffing.
Try me.
Mom, I know you don't want to be in the same room as Mike right now, but he was wondering how much longer you were going to be using the kitchen.
Until I'm done with breakfast.
Well, you just have that tomato left there, so you may want to scarf it down and get on with your day.
I'm not scarfing anything. I'm going to savor it. You learn to appreciate the small things in life, like a tomato, after you've done hard time.
You were in a cell for 40 minutes.
Then that's how long I'm going to eat this tasteless freaking tomato.
I'm starving. Throw me an apple or a bagel, anything. Aw, you throw me an apple.
Mom, it's been 2 days. Are you going to stay mad forever?
No. just for the next 12 months. That's how long they're taking away my driver's license. Because your bozo husband couldn't just wave me through.
Oh, my God, 12 months. Wow, I didn't realize that it was... But we're still good, right?
Oh, it's a good apple. I don't even miss the caramel. What's going on?
Shh, keep it down.
Why, are you guys throwing dice or hiding from Colonel Klink?
It's not fair. Drinking and smoking behind the garage. What am I, 10?
And you had to go take her license, too. Now I got to spend the next year driving Miss Crazy.
Well, what was I supposed to do? She broke the law.
Let's take a look at that word law. There's the letter of the law, and then there's your mother-in-law. Which one can kill you in your sleep?
There's nothing I can do about it at this point.
Really? You can't make a ticket just go away?
No, I cannot.
Sounds like a maybe.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you work hard. And you deserve a little relaxation. Say courtside bull tickets for this Saturday.
Are you trying to bribe me?
See, he's confused like I was. Just say, we would like to bribe you.
Unbelievable. This conversation is over.
What are we going to do now?
I was thinking an awning, a couple of lawn chairs. We could make it real nice out here. Yeah.
So nice of you to run me around like this, Carl.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Gives us a chance to know each other a little better, huh? Find our common interests.
I didn't know you were such a fan of water aerobics.
Well, you ladies look like you were having so much fun, I just had to join in. Luckily, I always keep a spare swimsuit in my car, just in case of a water rescue.
You were a big hit in that Speedo.
Well, people see the flag, they get very patriotic.
I'm so glad you and Victoria found each other. At least one of my daughters picked a good man.
Now. I mean, it's true, I am pretty wonderful. Mike's a hell of a guy, too.
Who arrested his mother-in-law.
You did kind of put him in a tough spot.
Are you telling me you would have done what he did?
No, I would not have. In fact, I got the hell out of there.
Because you were smart?
No, because I was scared to death. You're like a little red-headed honey badger. I mean, I've seen men twice your size not be able to kick out the plexiglass of a squad car, and they were high on angel dust.
Let me hold all my anger in my hips.
You can say plenty of things about Mike Biggs, but... It took a lot of courage for him to do his job that day. That's all he was doing. His job.
Well, you're a good friend. Better than he deserves.
Thanks. Mom.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, I was just taking it for a walk. We're cool.
Isn't this better than copping a squat behind the garage with Vince and Victoria?
I don't know. It's not that bad since they hung their Christmas lights.
It's freezing cold back there. Why do they need a mini fridge?
I just keep going over that night with Joyce in my head. I should have done what surgeons do with family. Had somebody else operate. Removed myself from the situation. Called over another officer who wasn't related and had him do the sobriety check.
Well, why don't you tell my mom that?
She refuses to be in the same room as me.
I know. That's why I didn't tell her you'd be here.
What?
Mom, we're over here.
Are you crazy?
No, she is. But we're in public, so you'll probably be okay.
What the hell is this?
This is a peace summit, and you two are going to talk and not come home until you've negotiated a settlement. Or until last call. In that case, there's some cab money.
Well, where are you going?
Home. I'm gonna try to win back some of the money I lost playing dice with Vince and Victoria.
Spanish peanut?
I'm good. Look, about the other night.
Nobody's proud of what
just
happened.
Just listen to me. The reason I was so nasty to you was because I may have had a few. It was stupid, and I was embarrassed, and I shouldn't have been driving.
Okay.
I wasn't drunk, but I wasn't exactly sober. So I took the easier way out.
That was the easier way?
No. Because I ran into an honest cop who was just doing his job.
Well, thank you. Does this mean I can have my kitchen privileges back?
Yes. Mostly because I need you to fix the sink. Molly's credit cards really did a number on the disposal.
But it did shred them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Since we're both here, can I buy you a drink?
Sure. I'll have a club soda and lime.
Wow, look at you.
Don't get used to it. So, do you do a lot of water rescues? How come Captain America keeps a Speedo in the car?
He saved one dog from one pool one time.
Oh, look at that, my song. Slow ride. Yeah. Take it easy.
Get it, you're drunk. Keep it down.
Oh, excuse me, I am not drunk. This is club soda.
So you're just loud and obnoxious?
Yes.
Clam up, lady.
Hey, watch yourself. Now, that's my mother-in-law you're talking to, okay? I suggest you stand over there if we're bothering you so much.
I got a better idea. Why don't you and I step outside?
Listen, nobody's looking for trouble tonight,
so... Bar fight!
Party isn't filing charges, mostly because he's embarrassed he got his ass whooped by your mother.
Well, he shouldn't be. I mean, once she gets on you, she's like a tick. You gotta burn her off.
I just hope she didn't ruin that manicure we got today. Look how even that is.
Hey! Oh my God, are you two okay?
I'm just saying, the holding tank, not cop friendly.
My gals were sweet to me. I got two proposals. I know they were high as a kite, but still, nice to hear.
Come on, let's get the both of you home.
Yeah, I'm beat.
Oh, you should be. You might be an honest cop, but you're a dirty fighter.
Thank you.
Molly, you got a winner here.
I know. I don't climb trees for just anybody.
I'll be happy to escort you to your car, Miss Flynn.
Just so you know, you've moved back to number two. Come on, Mikey, let's go home.
Oh, come on, don't worry. Michael, do something stupid. You'll be back to number one.